We're doing the Darshot Aran. We're up to the bottom of page Tafchaf Bet in the Monsadar of Cook edition. The Ran had discussed the Jewish justice system, and he had described that there are really two functions within the Jewish justice system. There's the courts, and they have to work by the book, and then there's the king, and his job is to fill in the gaps. In the absence of a king, the courts have to take over the king's duties, and then the courts have two roles. They have to work as a court, running by the letter of the law, and they will also sometimes have to work to fill in the gaps, and there they have to work with their understanding, and they have jurisdiction to the point of giving the death penalty. They have jurisdiction with their understanding as to what is necessary at those times. But the Ran said that is not the ideal state of affairs in the Jewish people. The ideal state is that the court only works by the book, and the king is the one that fills in the gaps. That was the Ran's explanation as to the components of the judicial system. And so Hashem warns that justice system working with the laws of the Torah, lo yateu b'shum panim. Here the Torah says, be very careful to stick to the letter of the law. That's where the Torah says, lo tate mishpat. Do not veer in your justice system. And that's what we learned last night in our parsha. The Torah says, don't take into account that one is poor and the other is wealthy. Don't take into account that one is honorable and the other one isn't. You as a judge have to be meticulously honest. And that's what has to guide the justice system. And the Torah warns further, the Torah says, even if you know where the truth lies, you are not allowed to take a bribe. Even if you say, it doesn't matter, I was going to rule in his favor anyways. He's really telling the truth. As the Torah says, the Torah warns, do not accept a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise, and the bribe, what's the right word for yisalef? To twist. What's a good word for twisting one's words? Corrupts the words of the righteous. V'chatvu Rabboteinu Zal, our sages wrote, we have in Rashi's commentary on that pasuk, ki ha-shochad ya'aver, Rashi tells us a rule, mi shekibel shochad mimenu, I efshar shelo yitel libo betanotav la'apech bizchuto. It is impossible, says Rashi, that if someone gives you a bribe, you will not be attracted to their case and think in their favor. It's impossible. This is a very important rule in human nature. And you could use it in your favor. Right? This is how the Hare Krishna movement worked. This is how many people work with this concept. They walk around the airport and they give you a flower for free. They gave you a flower for free, then they ask you for a donation. There are organizations that will give you a book. You don't have to give me a penny. The flower's yours. It's a gift. If you want, you can give me a donation. What are you going to say now? What I say is, first of all, I don't take the flower, and I don't take the book. But you have situations where you don't realize, and suddenly you have it. I say, here's my email address. Email me your information. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you.
In the mail, you get all these things on that.
Right?
There's a book which I read. It's called Da'am Shatav Shiva Tampa. You wrote that a big thing is the fact that this concept. It's not only money, it's also shochad could mean any type of favor which you get. For example, it could be some pleasure, right? So in a person's faith, like there's a certain pleasure you can get, but not being religious, then it'll automatically, without, biasing.
Agreed.
That's why a close relative can't be a witness. The family pressures, I thought, right?
Yes, sir.
Does the Ran make the case then that if a judge is offered a bribe, that it influences his judgment?
Oh, yes, that the Gemara says. No. The Gemara says that.
So then, does that mean that if a certain judge is offered a bribe, he can't be the judge of that case anymore?
Yeah.
So then, why would, but then would it not then have an effect on the next judge in line, knowing
It could. The Gemara gives a story.
And then there's an entire chain of...
It can, yes.
...of a case against this person who gave the bribe, or it could even be in favor of, because once it goes into the line of the person who wants to take the bribe, case is done.
So
the bribe just totally corrupts his own case.
If the rabbis are on top of it, it's not always so obvious. The Gemara says there was a rabbi crossing the stream, and someone gave him a hand to help him cross the stream. And when he crossed the stream, the man said, I need you to judge my case. And the rabbi said, I can't, you just gave me a hand, you just bribed me. We're not always cognizant of the bribes that people give us. That's why I'm saying it requires a certain astuteness. The Gemara gives you story after story of how the rabbis paid attention to ensure that they were not affected. And the Gemara gives us stories where the rabbis tried their best not to be affected, and they still made a mistake. It says Rav Hanan, right? A man came and gave Rav Hanan a gift. Rav Hanan didn't want to accept it. The man said no. It says in the Navi that giving a rabbi fruits is the equivalent of giving it to the temple. Let me give you the fruit. So Rav Hanan said, if that's your intention, I can't say no. He accepts the fruit, and then the man says, now I have a court case I want you to judge. So Rav Hanan says, I can't judge, you just disqualified me. So he says, okay, so where should I go? So he says, here. He gave him a letter, he said, you should go before this rabbi. He's an honest judge. So the man comes with a letter from Rav Hanan, and the two people who are arguing comes. One of them has a letter from Rav Hanan telling the judge, I have to judge you. Well, the judge was about to judge the case of a widow or an orphan, and then he said, wow, I got a letter from Rav Hanan, I have to respect that. He said to the judge or orphan, I don't remember which one was, he said to the orphan or the widow, he said, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait. I know you were first in line, but I just got a letter from an important rabbi. I have to respect that. I'm going to judge their case first, and I'll get to you in a minute. The other side saw what respect he just gave to the guy with the letter from Rav Hanan. He said, forget it, I lost, goodbye. Well, Rav Hanan, every night, Eliyahu HaNavi would appear to teach him Torah. And Rav Hanan wrote it down. That's the medrash we have of Tana de Eliyahu. Eliyahu left him. Eliyahu stopped coming. Wait a second, what did Rav Hanan do? Initially he said, don't give me the gift. And then after he gave him the gift, he said, I can't judge you. But he wrote a letter, right? That was your question. Doesn't the next one get... Eliyahu said, I'm sorry. And when Eliyahu finally reappeared, he davened and he fasted and he did everything he could. And Eliyahu came back. Rav Hanan could no longer look him in the face. Rav Hanan used to learn from Eliyahu straight. After that story, when Eliyahu would appear, Rav Hanan would crawl into a box and learn. He would listen to Eliyahu teaching, but he couldn't look him in the face because he was held accountable for destroying the justice in that case. So yeah, the Gemara gives us stories like that.
One is the incredible, level of tzaddikim were judged on. But secondly, even though he must have done tshuva because Eliyahu came back, but he didn't accept it upon himself, even though he was forgiven because he came back. So that's not necessarily, that's really maybe overly hard on himself. And the other story is the guy who gave him the hand across the river. I could see that that's a tremendously high-level judge, but at least in the English, we don't call that a bribe. He wasn't doing it because he was going to...
We don't know. What the point is, he didn't say it as... you, sir, are being dishonest and I won't judge you. What he was saying is, I, sir, have been affected. Pisaltani. What the rabbi said in the Gemara is not, they did not argue against the person. They said, I am hereby disqualified. I was touched.
What's impressive is the level, as you mentioned once before, later on when discussing this, Ryan, is this system is designed for a very high level society, including especially, the courts, as we know, if you don't have a king, they have to take on that role. And,
and then when you do have a king, the question is,